9, I want to read one verse here. Isaiah 29. Look at verse 18 again. It says, "In that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness." In that day. He's talking about the day when Christ came to this earth, the time when He walked this planet. In that day, He's also talking about from that time till the next day that He comes to this planet. The whole period of time where Christ and the gospel on this earth. In that day, the deaf shall hear, the blind shall see. Now the Lord Jesus Christ healed many physically deaf and blind persons. Many. John the Baptist one time was in prison, and he sent two of his disciples to the Lord to ask Him, saying, "Are you the one we look for, or do we look for another one? Are you the Christ? Tell us plainly." And the Lord answered him by quoting Isaiah 35. He said, you don't need to turn there. He said, "You go tell John that the lame walk, poor have the gospel preached." But he said two things. He said, "The deaf hear and the blind see." That's how you know I'm the Christ. People that could not hear, hear. People that could not see, see. And I did it. Now, every miracle that our Lord performed, every miracle He performed is really a picture of a much greater miracle. Like raising the dead. Those people died again. Lazarus, Tabitha, they died again. He just raised them temporarily. But that's a picture of Christ raising every dead sinner, spiritually dead. Healing the blind, healing the deaf. There were many that Christ healed of physical deafness. Many who Christ healed of physical blindness. But many, many more that He healed of spiritual deafness and spiritual blindness. As a matter of fact, every person in this room right now, young and old, every person in this room right now is either right now spiritually deaf and blind, or Christ has given you ear to hear and an eye to see. I say an eye. See, this is a picture of spiritual healing. Every person in this room right now is either deaf or blind, or who was. Or walk. And Christ healed you. Now, I want you to notice, look at that verse again. Notice what the deaf hear. "In that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book." This is what all deaf people hear. The words of the book. Alright, now, go over to Mark chapter 7. Mark chapter 7. And we're going to see two examples of this, the deaf hearing and the blind see. We're going to see one example of each. Now, man cannot hear. There's someone in here right now who is deaf to the Word, to the Gospel, to the words of God, it's because you cannot hear. The natural man cannot, Scripture said, receive the things of God. Cannot. God is spirit. We're flesh. We cannot hear. Our Lord said this in John chapter 8. Listen. He said, why is it that you don't understand my speech? He's talking to some people. Why don't you understand my speech? He said, even because you cannot hear my words. You cannot. He said that. So man, by nature, cannot hear the word, hear the gospel. And secondly, man, by nature, will not hear the gospel. Man will not hear the gospel. Paul said this in his letter to Timothy. He said, there's going to come a time when they will turn away their ears from the truth. But we don't like that. We won't hear that. Be turned unto lies. They like that. We like what we like, but we don't like the truth. And they turn away. They will not hear. So man cannot, and man will not hear the gospel. Truth. Now, I'm talking about the truth here. I'm not talking about this silly stuff being preached today. We're talking about the true God, who the true God is. God, holy, just, sovereign, absolute, in control, deciding who's saved and who's not. What man is, a worm. God doesn't need him. God doesn't have to save him. He doesn't deserve a chance to be saved. What man is, really, of no worth to God. Who Christ is, what Christ did. Could be somebody heard what I just said, and I don't like that. The man will not have that. Will not. And cannot. Will cannot receive that. Cannot love the truth unless Christ gives him ears to hear and eyes to see the truth. He can look right at it and not see it. Alright? Unless God gives ear. Alright, here are two men. Two examples. Mark chapter 7 is the first. Here's a physically deaf man. And both of these examples are very similar. Very similar. Because the ears and the eyes are directly connected. Alright, let's look at it. Mark chapter 7. Look at verse 31. Now again, departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came unto the sea of Galilee through the midst of the coast of Decapolis, and they bring unto him one that was deaf. That is, he couldn't hear. And had an impediment in his speech. And they besought or beseech Christ to put his hand upon him. So it says, they bring unto him one that was deaf. If a person is going to receive or hear the gospel, Christ is going to have to be the one to make them hear it. They brought to him. They didn't bring this man to the apostles. They didn't bring this man to any mere man. They brought him to Christ. Christ alone can make someone hear the gospel. Christ alone must. They're going to have to hear Christ speak. They brought him to Christ. Christ said, my sheep hear my voice, didn't it? See, my sheep, every one of them are going to hear from me personally. They're going to hear me speak to them. Now, his voice is his word, all right? It's his word. But Peter said, now Peter said this, this is the word. He said, we're born again by incorruptible seed, the Word of God. But it's not just the Bible. Peter said, this is the Word which by the Gospel is preached unto you. The Word of truth. Paul said in Ephesians 1, after you heard the Word of truth. Not just hearing the Bible read or the Bible preached or the words, but the Word of truth, the true Gospel. He said, my sheep will hear my voice, my word. And this is the word, Peter said, which by the gospel is preached unto them. They all hear the gospel, the one gospel, the only gospel, the same God. They all hear it. They all hear who God is. Romans chapter 1, if you want a declaration of the gospel, clearest I know of in all scriptures is Romans chapter 1. Paul said it's the gospel of God. In other words, salvation is of the Lord. It's God's gospel. He's the one that thought it. He's the one that bought it, paid for it. He's the one that brings it. He's the one that purposed it. He's the one that purchased it. He's the one that applies it. He's the one that willed it. He's the one who decides who gets it. He's the one that performed it. He's the one that worked it out. He's the one that must do this work to those young men. Salvation is of the Lord. This is God's gospel. This is God's salvation. God's made the ear. God alone can and must open it. Spiritual ear. Paul said the gospel of God, it's an old gospel promised before by the prophet. Concerning God's Son. The gospel concerns Jesus Christ, who He is and what He did. It doesn't concern what man does for God. It concerns what Jesus Christ did for some men. The gospel, this is what Peter said. They're going to hear this gospel, the word of truth. They're going to receive it. At first, they don't like it. They turn away their ears from the truth. But now when Christ said, my sheep will hear my voice, they're going to hear the word of truth. They're going to hear that Christ is salvation and Christ alone. Concerning God's Son, who's declared to be the Son of God with power, he said. This is the gospel, God's gospel. It's an old, old gospel concerning His Son, what He did, and who He is. All authority is given unto Him, heaven and earth, to give eternal life to as many as God gave Him. That's the gospel, in short. He said, every one of my sheep are going to hear that. They're going to hear it. At first, they won't. By nature, they won't hear it. I don't like that. That's not what I want to hear. But if He comes, if that person is brought to Christ. Now, here, these men brought this man to Christ, didn't they? But now, really, who brought this man? Why did Christ happen to be in this place? For the purpose of saving this man right here. And we, see, we, if somebody, do you know anybody that will not hear this gospel? Huh? Do you have a friend or a family member who just will not? You've tried, Brother Henry, you've talked to them till you blew in the face about this gospel. Huh? And they will not hear it, will they? You can show them a passage, and they just will not hear it. You cannot make them hear it. You know anybody? You know what you're going to have to do? You have to bring them to Christ. How do we do that? Pray for them. Pray for them. Lord, I can't make them hear. They won't hear me. I've talked enough. All you've got to do is say one word. Huh? All you've got to do is say one word. And they'll hear. That's how we bring them to Christ. Surely all of us know someone. Well, and it says here, look at this. This is good. They bring him bring unto him one that was deaf. He couldn't hear. And he had an impediment in his speech. Everyone who cannot hear has a speech impediment. Notice that? If you can't hear, you can't hear yourself speak. You may think you're speaking plainly, but you're not. It's undiscernible. It's just, they got a speech impediment. You know that's true, don't you? Everyone who's born deaf cannot speak right, can't speak plainly. Well, this fellow had a speech impediment because he couldn't hear. And so does everyone who hadn't heard the truth. Everyone who hasn't heard the truth of who God is. Everyone who hasn't heard of the holy God will talk about his own holiness. Right? Everyone who hasn't heard that God is absolutely sovereign, that everything that Barnard would say writhes or wriggles, down to the particle of dust in the sunbeam, is absolutely under the predetermined will and purpose and power and control and authority of God Almighty. That God is absolutely sovereign. The God in whose hands thy very breath is. He decides when you quit breathing. He decides who does this, who does what. He decides that God is God. Everyone who hasn't heard the true God, the living God, not an idol. We'll talk about how they let God do things. They got a speech impediment. You hear them? You hear people talk? You hear somebody talk about God, and they start talking about somebody that's in their hands to let, do, and they got a speech impediment. They haven't heard the truth. Everybody who hasn't heard of God's absolute holiness, that God's a consuming fire, that no human being can be accepted by this holy God for anything. He's too holy. He looks on the heart. He looks on the thoughts, on the motive, and it must be perfect to be accepted. Everybody who hadn't heard the truth of God's absolute holiness will talk about their own holiness. I'm a good boy. I'm a good girl. Speech impediment. You see? Everyone who hasn't heard of Christ's righteousness and Christ alone will talk about their own. Got a speech impediment. You see that? Got a speech impediment. Everyone who hadn't heard the gospel, the salvation's of the Lord, will talk like this. All that haven't heard, all who have who are deaf spiritually, talk like this. I. Everything they say is, I. Comes out like that. I. Are you saved? Yes. I believed on Jesus. Are you saved? Yes. I accepted Him. I made Him Lord of my life. When I was just a boy, I went down front of it. Speech. I'm not making fun of people with actual physical speech impediments. I do feel sorry for them. And I do feel sorry for those with spiritual impediments too. But it's true, isn't it? When God gives a person ears to hear, they start talking very plainly. He. That I changes to a him. But they brought him to Christ, and they beseeched, look at it, verse 32. They beseeched Christ. They begged him, Lord, put your hands upon him or her. Would you make them hear? Please. Lord, lay hold of her. She hasn't heard yet. He hasn't heard yet. Lord, please, would you make him hear? I can't do it. They beseech. That's what it means, beseeching. Like that woman that would not let Christ go. Please. Please. They beseech Him. Lord, it's not the laying on of a man's hands or a soul winner's hand. The Lord's got to lay hold on that person. We try and we fail, don't we? Lord, He won't hear me. Only You can give ears. Please. She's been listening, but she hadn't heard a thing. He's been listening all this time, but he hadn't heard a thing. Would you please lay hold on him? Well, look at what our Lord does. This is wonderful. Verse 33. So our Lord took him. Lord, here he is. I know he's not much. I know you don't need him. But he can't hear. And he can't even, he's not even going to call on you. He can't hear.
He can't even speak right. Please, would you make him hear? He took him. He took him. Barbara, he took this man.
They brought him to Christ,
and he took him.
Matter of fact, there's one verse over there that says, he healed everyone that had need of healing. Everybody that kept coming to Christ and begging him, Lord, would you heal my son? Or would you heal my daughter? No, it's not right to give the children bread to dogs. I know that, but please, I'm a dog. Please! He took him. He took him. Had not because we asked not. Look at what he did. He took him aside from the multitude. You read that with me. Verse 33. Christ took this man apart from the multitude. He said, in other words, what he did was, let's get out of here. Let's get away from all these soul winners. Let's get away far from the maddening crowd. There's too much noise around here. Can't hear anything. See, he's going to have to hear from, he's going to have to hear one voice. He took him aside. You know, the Lord saves individuals, and he does it one-on-one. He does it one-on-one. Takes us apart from the crowd, alone with himself, without the camp, away from religion. So much noise and confusion in religion today. You know, so many voices, most of them without this distinction. So many preachers, the woods are full of them. More preachers than there are attorneys. And there's a lot of attorneys. Look in the yellow pages. Pitiful, isn't it? Everybody and his brother and his mother's a preacher now. Too many voices. Far too many voices. All confusing voices. And what the Lord Jesus Christ is going to do with every single one he determines to give hearing to is take them aside from that maddening crowd, aside from all these voices. And they're going to hear one voice, a voice in the wilderness. Too many voices. Look what he did. Look what he did to him after he got him away from the crowd. Verse 33, it says, he took him and put his fingers into his ears. How's he going to hear with fingers in his ears? Huh? That's no way to make a man hear. That's the first thing that's got to happen. Put his fingers in his ears so he wouldn't hear all that he was going on. And then the next thing he's going to hear, really the first thing he's going to hear, is the voice of Jesus Christ himself. I was talking to a couple from the church in Ashland, down in Florida. They were down there at the conference, and they were telling me their story, how they first heard the gospel. Never heard it before. I've known these people for nearly 30 years. And I was asking him when they first heard the gospel, and he said that he was a deacon in the so-called Methodist church, you know. His wife was head of the whatever those women are head of in there, all kind of committees, you know. She was head of one of them. Anyway, they were big to-dos in that organization. Never missed a service and all that. And one of the brethren at 13th Street Church gave him a tape of the gospel. He listened to it. He said he didn't really hear that much at first, but it got his interest. And the fellow asked him to come visit. Well, he started coming. And eventually, he heard. He heard the truth. He went back, to make a long story short, he went back to that Methodist place and told the preacher, I'm leaving here. And what he said to the man was, I'm hearing the gospel for the first time ever. The fellow said, you mean I'm not preaching the gospel? He said, no, sir, you're not. And he said, I can't hear it anymore, what you're saying. I can't tolerate it anymore.
That sound familiar, John? I got to go where I can hear the word of life, the truth, the gospel. So the first thing our Lord does to many people anyway, some of you were in religion. And the first thing the Lord does to you really is make you so that I can't bear this anymore. What I'm hearing around me, I can't take it anymore. He puts his fingers in his ear. And it says, look at verse 33. He spit and touched his tongue. In other words, our Lord produced something in his own mouth and touched that. And then touch the man's tongue with it. Okay? You follow me? This is what he did. The Lord touched the saliva in his own mouth, had the man stick out his tongue, and I believe he also did this to his ears. So in other words, what gave that man ears to hear came from the mouth of the Lord Jesus Christ. You understand now? Huh? There's only one thing that'll open up the ear. The Word. They've already told you what the Word was. The gospel. Not just any gospel. The one true gospel will open the ears. And loose the tongue, you see. His tongue has impediment. Look at it. It says, he loosed his, the string of his tongue was loose. And he spake plain. The only one thing that'll loosen this tongue and make this tongue start speaking right. That's the Word, the gospel, the Word of truth. Make this tongue start saying what it's supposed to say. It says he spake plain. What did he say? What do you reckon he said? Doesn't say, does it? I know what he said. I know exactly what he said. Because every single person who's ever been given ears to hear and who's had a speech impediment, the first words out of their mouth, I know what it was. He said, very plainly, salvation is of the Lord. Yeah, he did. Huh, Nancy? That's the first thing you were able to say. Couldn't say much else, would it? How's a man saved? Salvation of God. Huh? Everybody in here has heard the truth. Isn't that the first thing you uttered? Now you're talking right. Now you're speaking right. Don't have an impediment. Very plainly. He spoke very plainly. What's plain speech? Huh? Plain speech is yes. No. Ask a man who's had been given ears to hear. Did God choose you? Yes. Did you choose him? No. Did God say yes? You didn't help him? No. Very plain. Plain speech is very simple, isn't it? Fire! Everybody knows what that means, don't they? Grace. That means grace. It means God gave it. God did it. God bestowed it. God, not offer. Grace. By grace, you say. He may have uttered that, Brother Dan. First thing. By grace, you say. By grace. Who saved you? Christ. Very plainly. Christ saved. Now you're speaking plainly. Now you're speaking plainly. What is it that saved? What really saved you now? Blood. Read my lips. Blood. Whose will is it? God's. Very plain, very plain. Plain speak. He spoke very plainly. Well, turn over to chapter 8 now. This story here is very similar. Very similar. And you know, when God gives ears to hear, what was once noise to your ear, mumble, confusion, and all that becomes sweet music.
music to the ear. They that erred understand doctrine. They understand. They that hated it now love it. Music to their ears, huh? Chapter 8 now, very similar, because all spiritually deaf are also spiritually blind. Everybody who hadn't heard the truth is also blind. They're blind to who, what God is, blind to what they are. They're blind. What's a blind man? Blind man. I don't like to be dramatic, but this, you'll never forget this.
What am I going to do?
And everybody had seen what they are and seen their desperate condition for God is about to go over a cliff. I mean, it could be an automobile, it could be anything. It's about to fall. We need eyes. Eyes are pretty important. Everybody's blind is also deaf. Watch out, watch out. Made the physical eyes, and I have to give the spiritual eyes. They bring him to him. And look at it, verse 8, or 22. And besought him to touch him. Lord, he just won't see. I've been reading Romans 9 to him for years now. He won't see it. He just won't. No, he can't. Why? He's blind. He can't. Why? He won't. None so blind as those that will not see. Right? Lord, they just don't see. They don't see their dangerous predicament. They don't see their need of Christ. They don't see. Bring them to Christ. He bring them to Christ. Look at verse 23.
He took him.
He took him. He took him too. Is that encouraging to you? Comforting to some of you? That he took him. The blind man. Just like the deaf man. He took him, Barbara. He took him. What's he need with a blind man? Nothing. But he took him. He took him. Look at him. What he did. He took the blind man by the hand. He laid hold on him. Blind man couldn't see him to lay hold of him. Christ looked at him. He doesn't even know who Christ is. He doesn't know who he's with, who he's in front of. Right? Who is it? Who got me? And what does he do? Look at him. He led him out of town. Let's get out of here. Led him out of town. You know, having a big crusade in Roanoke, everybody's going to be there. Don't go there. You have to get out in the wilderness where there's a man out there who's not trying to make a name for himself. There's one man out there in the wilderness who won't even tell you his name. If you ask him, he won't tell you. I tell you what he will tell you. I'll tell you who Christ is. Don't go to that big tent meeting. Go out there to that little brown tent in the wilderness. Where there's a man who's more interested in you knowing God than knowing him. There's a man more interested in you knowing Christ's name than his own. A man who's more interested in God getting the glory than his own glory. A man who's more afraid of God than he is men. A man who's more interested in you having the unsearchable riches of Christ than having a new Mercedes Benz. You're going to have to go a long ways to find one. Did you ever find out the name of that road in Fairmont, Brother John?
Where's...
Anyway, you usually have to go a long ways out in the wilderness to find a place. Find a place. You see, a few people can't build a huge edifice. They got to erect their little tent. But that's where God is. They let him out of town. Get away from here. Get away from that soul winner before he takes credit for you. Come on out of here. Come with me. You're coming with me. All right, read on. He said, when he had spit on his eye, there it is again. In other words, he took saliva. Christ took saliva from his own mouth and touched this man's eyes. The same thing. The word of God. The word of truth. The gospel, which we preached unto you, Paul said. And he said, now if any man preach any other gospel than that which you have received, the one, Jeanette, that opened your eyes and the one that opened your ears, this is not the only place. But there is one gospel in it. Isn't there one gospel? The one that opened your eyes, it's going to take the same one, Jeanette, to open other eyes and it's the same gospel. Another one won't do it. It's just eye salve. Well, he spit to touch his eyes, and he put his hands on him, laid hold on him again. And he asked him if he saw anything. Verse 23, you see anything? And he looked up. He finally looked up. Have you ever watched blind people? You know, they don't know where to... They may have eyes in their head, but they don't know where to look. You ever seen that? Huh? They can't really... They don't know where to look. And they're generally... You watch them. Their heads... And besides the fact that they're walking alone... My aunt was born blind. And they're walking along, and they're listening more than anything. They can't look directly at what they need to look at. This man finally looked up. Been looking down all his life. He looked up. And it says he looked up and he said, I see men as trees walking. What do you see? Well, the first thing he said, I see. I do see. I see men. Now, there's more to this than just he had cloudy vision. He had cloudy vision, but he did see. He once was blind, but he does now see, doesn't he? Huh? He sees something, light. And he saw men. They were all people all over the place there, and he saw them, but they looked like trees walking. You know, didn't that clear 20/20 vision to see clearly all the characteristics of faces and color, you know, the style of clothing and all that. You just see, they all look the same. They all look the same. Like dead wood. What is one of the first things God causes us to see? All men the same. I see men. And what they are, they're dead in trespasses and sin. I see myself that way. I don't see clearly, perfectly clear, but I do see this. They're like dead wood walking. Dead. Man's dead and trespassing and sin. He saw Christ in front of him. He saw Christ in front of him. He saw. Well, look at verse 25. And I'll quit. It says, after that, after he saw a little bit, it says he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up, look further up. And he was restored and saw every man clearly. Now, this is a good thought, that when Christ first opens the ear, you hear the truth. God is God. There's no mistake in that. No mistake. You don't hear, but you don't hear everything, right? You hear what man is. You hear who Christ is. When God gives spiritual eyesight, causes a person to see that God is, dwelleth in light. God is God. What? Tell me about God. He's God. Is that the best you can do? Well, yes. What does that mean? It means He's God. He doesn't want to be. He is God. He's not running for office. He is God. He does the electing. He does the choosing. What about man? He's dead. Well, tell me more about that. I really can't put it into words yet, but I know he's dead. I know this. I once was blind. Now I see. But God is God. Man is dead. Well, what about salvation? How's a man say, Jesus Christ? Is that the best you can do? Well, that's all I know right now. Is that enough? Brother Ed, is that enough? Sure is. But, you know, Christ, through the preaching of the gospel, He keeps laying hold of His people. You come hear the gospel, He keeps laying hold on them and teaching you more perfectly, He said. More of that saliva from His mouth that's going in your eyes so that you start seeing clearly. Who is God? Omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent, holy, just, righteous, merciful, great. Start speaking more perfectly. What's man? Helpless, hopeless, damned, doomed, dying, insufficient, unable, no good. What'd Christ do? Oh, my mediator, my righteous representative, my advocate, my high priest, my shepherd, my... See more clearly. Until someday, right now, we see through a glass dimly. We preach in part. I thought I'd preach some good messages before. Christ said, or Paul said, then we'll see Him as He is. Then we'll know even as we're known. Then we'll hear His voice. Then we'll see God face to face. Then we'll see really clearly. And we'll say, I know this. I once was blind, now I see. I know this. I once couldn't hear a thing. I heard His voice. Bless God. All right, I hope it's true for someone else. All right, let's sing. I think number 30 you had picked that, wasn't it, John? Number 30? Is that it? Come, you would. Lead it. Hymn number 30. Let's stand as we sing. Let's sing first and last verse. Stand with me. First and last.